Houston Apollo 10, as I'm looking backwards, we passed a Sabine emitter a couple minutes. Looking down now this area over here, you can see all types of volcanic cones and uprisings out here. Looks like you've had tremendous volcanic activity.
Roger 10, we copy. You're coming in a little bit broken, though.
Roger, Houston, Apollo 10, over.
Okay, you sound better, John.
Okay, morning, when we were turning around for the first time, we had about, I'd estimate, a square foot and a half, a little more of Mylar with that insulation coated on the back of it, appear out in front of our window, and I guess it was from the top hatch, which is where that insulation came from in the first place. It just sort of sat there for a while and then quietly floated off. But my question is, will this cause us any thermal problems? And my answer is, I guess probably not.
John Houston, we didn't copy the first part of your transmission. You were broken. We'd like you to say again your observation, and we'd also like to get some information as to whether or not you're noticing any moisture collecting around that hatch. Over.
John's going to take a look at it now.
Roger. We have some questions we'd like to ask you regarding that that you might be able to help us out with while John's up there doing that. And we'd like you to go over again the description of the forward hatch thermal blanket damage and describe your recollection of the location and the directions and the general appearance of the edges of the tears. And the reason we want this is because we're CCBing it today on 107, we need the information.
Okay, what the problem was, when we opened the pressure equalization valve, it just blew the insulation blanket right up. And I don't know how much air was going in there, and we didn't open it any more than cautiously on that first time, I'll tell you that. And so it wasn't being opened very fast, and what it did was it blew the blanket right up, and from then on, it blew all the insulation out from behind the Mylar covering, right in the center of the hatch, right in the pressure equalization valve, right around that area. So it seems to be a problem in bonding it around that location. Realizing that it's got to put up with the air that comes out of the pressure equalization valve, which could be a pretty considerable force if you hadn't thought about that before. I can see how it happens, you know.
Houston Apollo 10, just inside the command module, we picked up the bag that you stole your gloves in inside the helmet. We have one of those bags that we jettisoned with Snoopy. Completely full of this fiberglass Mylar.
Roger, Dan, understand the when you open the pressure equalization valve, the insulation blanket blew up and blew out insulation from around the pressure equalization valve, and you filled a whole bag of it. Is that affirmative? Your high gain and see if it's any better. Apollo 10, this is Houston. Could you continue on with your description of the Mylar installation, please?
Right. Right, Jack. I'm sure you remember from Limb 3, and we had the same problem initially on Limb 4 when we vented the forward hatch in the altitude chamber, how all the Mylar blew out, and it blew out the skin on the top side. Well, this is exactly what happened, except we just had a few layers of Mylar and all this fiberglass insulation or something of that nature down below it. And when the Mylar, there just was no provisions made for really properly venting through the Mylar, and when that blew out, that let all the insulation just flake out, and the tunnel and the probe and drogue were just packed in there with all this fluffy insulation. And so I'm not sure of the total design criteria for the new fix, but you sure want to fix it before the next command module flies, because we've been itching and scratching in here for about 3 days. Over.
Roger. We copy, Tom. Have you noticed any formation of moisture up around the forward hatch?
That's affirmative. There's some beads of water up there right now.
Roger. Copy, beads of water. Thank you, John.
And it's on the steel outer rim, which is seat that sits against the seal. It's that outermost aluminum rim, and it's covered with beads of moisture. And for that matter, the whole tunnel walls are kind of moist, but it's nothing. It's nice and cool up there.
Roger, that's another question we wanted to ask you. How's the cabin environment up there during the night? Was the temperature and humidity higher than before? Over.
It's great.
You know, the inside the cockpit feels great. The only complaint is just all the itching and scratching we have due to the fiberglass. Over.
Roger. Thank you.
Jack, could we get a consumables update for you, complete one?
Roger. Consumables update follows. For GET of 117, RCS total 61, A51, Bravo 70, Charlie 62, Delta 62, H2 total 30.4, O2 total 3.92. Your RCS is 15% above the flight plan. Also have flight plan updates, and we're ready with a state vector update when we can have your computer.
Okay, we're in put, except we're ready for the state vector.
Roger, it's coming at you, and I have a TEI pad and a flight plan update for you.
With the update, and then I'll take the pad, Jack.
Roger, the flight plan update. At way up the line at 135 hours, after LOS, we'll have our wastewater dump. And all lunar activities are still about 12 minutes later than the pre-flight times, and that's the completion of the flight plan update.
Wastewater dumped 135 hours. Thank you. Okay, Jack, go ahead with the pad.
Okay, I have a TEI number 23, maneuver pad. SPS, GNN. 36818. Minus 061. Plus 076. 121. 41. 0832. Plus 29928. Plus 3 balls, 9 or 0. plus 01628. NA. Pitch is 068. The rest is NA, over.
Okay, I got TEI 23, SBS GNN, 36818, minus 061, plus 076, 121410832. Now 91 is plus 299 or 28, plus 3 balls, 90, plus 01628. Roll is NA and pitch is 068, and the rest is NA.
That's affirmative on that copy, and I have a vertical stereo pad and a Rev 23 update.